Hi, I'm Nate.
And I'm Andrew.
Welcome to our show, Two Beards Please. We are two Wisconsin guys with houses full of women.
Which sounded better when we were in our 20s.
We're both married with two daughters each, and we'll be getting together to talk about life, tell stories, and try to make each other laugh.
And hopefully, you too.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Two Beards Please. This is episode number 70.
70, we made it to 70, Nate.
The big 7-0.
I'm excited. That's super exciting.
Yeah, for this episode, we decided to go off plan here.
You decided to go to California.
Yeah. So it's a little bit late because I ended up doing a college visit in California with my oldest, Natalie. So if those of you who haven't met Natalie, she's been on a couple episodes.
Oh, man. Here we go. Get ready.
She was on our Dads with Daughters Dating, the Daughters Respond. That was from a couple years ago. So if you haven't listened to that one, go back and listen to that one right now. We'll wait. Welcome back. And she was also on our, we call it the missing episode from last September, was our probably, I think we've talked about this, it's our least funny episode, but probably our most important episode as far as the message that we got out with.
Go back and listen to that one twice.
Yes. So.
Welcome back.
So
count as two.
Yes,
I'm keeping a tally here.
Two in the same run. Yep, two.
Right,
yep.
Perfect.
And we're gonna get a few more here too.
All right, I can't wait.
So we decided to go out to California, Southern California specifically.
Just the two of you.
Just the two of us. Yeah, Lynn she's teaching and she didn't have days off that she could take, and Jocelyn was of course in school as well. So we thought initially that we were going to change up our spring break trip later in March, but Natalie wanted to get out there sooner and I didn't want to have to drive somewhere on my spring break trip to do
a college visit.
We used some leftover funds from a pre-COVID trip in our Southwest account to buy a couple tickets, and I used my IHG points on the hotel we stayed in, and flew out there Thursday night last week and came home Sunday.
Jet setting fools, you guys.
Yeah, I'm sorry, we flew out there Thursday morning. So a couple things. This was my second trip to California.
All right, when was your first trip to California?
My first trip to California, I was 20 years old.
Okay.
And it was in, I went to the San Francisco area, and that was for my aunt's wedding. So my aunt got married. While we were there, I did a few things while we were there.
This is the first trip now.
This is the first trip to California.
All right.
My uncle and a friend of theirs and I went to a Giants game at Candlestick Park. So San Francisco baseball Giants. And it was, I think it was Candlestick at the time yet. And the whole time we're walking around there, my Uncle Steve is talking about how the Packers had just beaten the 49ers on that field the year before. So he kept making comments and digs to everybody that would listen to him.
Right, of course.
And
I'm sure that all the San Franciscoans were very receptive to it.
Yeah, they didn't really care all that much. But
yeah, well,
we ended up freezing because we were there from Wisconsin, and we're used to wearing shorts and stuff. And this was in August, so we figured, okay, it's going to be super hot in California. The Bay Area with the being that close to the ocean and in Northern California does not get that warm. It can be that warm during the day, but at night when the wind shifted, it got a little bit cold. So we left the game early, and we ended up catching a cab back. So we had gotten dropped off at the stadium by somebody, figuring, okay, well, you guys could get a cab back. Well, we got a cab back, and the time he took us back to our hotel, it ended up being like an $80 cab ride.
Jeez. Did he take you to another city or what?
Well, it was, So we were down literally on the bay in San Francisco, and we were out like way east of the city somewhere staying. Okay. So
this was before Uber.
Definitely way before Uber.
And Lyft and everything else, right? Yeah.
Well, even that would have been a ton of money. Yeah, so
you fools were the cabbie's best friend.
So the whole way back, my uncle, I think Tim, my uncle's friend, was sitting in the front, and my uncle kept messing with Tim. Like he would pull on his seatbelt.
Oh, sure.
And try to get him to, and just making
your
weird
uncle
comments.
Sounds like a real fun guy, Nate.
This is I'll tell some more stories about my uncle, but yeah, he's the one that got me onto PBR. But yeah, he is pretty funny. But we were messing with Tim the whole way back. Or no, he was messing with me. I was sitting in the front seat. He was pulling on my seatbelt, and he was making comments to Tim about Tim so that the cabbie would overhear. And you could just see the grip of the cabbie just tighten on the wheel.
Yeah,
like,
a little white knuckle.
I
got to
get these guys out of my cab. But it ended up being, like I said, an $80 cab ride, and I had no money. I was a 20-year-old broke college kid.
Sure.
And they look at me, I'm like, I've got no money. So they ended up footing the bill.
Yeah, well, perfect. Well, they deserve it. So that was your first trip out for a wedding. You were in the Bay Area.
Yeah, couple more things from that first trip. Ended up going to see Alcatraz. I don't know if my aunt planned ahead and got tickets early.
Sure.
Or if we just got really lucky because we got out there and got right on the boat and went out to see Alcatraz. Of course, I got hit on by a cougar at the rehearsal dinner.
Of course you did.
Some
it was back when you were 20. When
I was 20,
prime cougar
I was
material.
A sharp-looking young man.
Yeah. I remember.
tall drink of water.
You were.
Yeah. I wish I was as fat as I was at 20 now.
I know, right?
Yeah. So, but anyway, no, that was a fun wedding. Fun time.
Awesome.
Have you ever been to California?
Yes, I've been to California, I believe, just twice. Both times I went to California, I went there for races.
Yeah, I think we talked about one.
My first trip to California, I don't remember a whole lot. I was very young. I went out there. My parents went out there for the Long Beach Grand Prix, the Formula One race.
Okay.
I did not go to the race because I was too little, but I do remember going to, which one is it, Disneyland or Disney World?
Land. Land is an L.A. area.
Yeah. So I went to Disneyland.
Anaheim.
And I remember two things. I remember the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Yeah.
Being scared out of my freaking mind and screaming the whole time. I thought all the pirates were going to murder me.
Well, they tried.
They tried, and they did. And then the other thing I remember is my mom and dad and the people we were with wanted to go on the Tunnel of Love ride. It was another boat ride, and I was like,
"All
like, you freaking no people, I am not going on another boat with any of you people ever again." So my dad stayed off of the Tunnel of Love ride, which I secretly think he probably really didn't want to go on it either.
Yeah.
And put me on his shoulders, and we watched like the parade or something. It might be where I get my distaste for everything water and boats. I think that might be...
Might have something to do with it.
Yeah, that might be like the thing that started that whole deal. So that was my first trip to California. I don't remember a lot of it. I was very young. I think we talked about my second trip. We went to the San Francisco area.
Yeah.
My dad and I for another race. We went out there for the SCCA runoffs, and they were at Laguna Seca. Sorry, I had a little
brain freeze.
A little brain fart there.
I'll edit that part out.
Perfect. They were at Laguna Seca.
Maybe.
And
that was the one where you flew out there and drove back, right?
So my dad drove my car out.
Yeah.
Because he had like, 7 weeks of vacation. He's got more vacation days than he does work days, I think. So he took like 2 weeks off and leisurely drove my car out there, and I flew out there and then spent the weekend and drove back with him. And my car had basically, like with OnStar, you can locate your car, So I kind of kept watch over him for the 3 days or 4 days it took him. And at one point I looked, I was, middle of the day on like a random, like on that Thursday. And I looked and he was literally in the middle of the desert, not on a highway. Like on
doing
a road,
a little off-roading.
And I mean, he was on a road, but it wasn't like an interstate, So I called him, and he's like, "Well, There's no good way to get from someplace to someplace. So I just turned on some road that started going west, and I think I have enough gas to make it to the next town, but you better hope so, Dick, because you are literally in the middle of the desert. Like, there's nothing around you.
At least you knew where he was, so you
could
emergency support should he have needed it, right?
And the other two funny things about before I flew out there, one was every time I called him, I could hear like the seatbelt ding, you know? And I'm like, Dad, you got to put your seatbelt on. He's like, I got my seatbelt on, but your car, like every time I get in your car and drive it, it dings. I don't know what's going on. And I'm like, trying to think of what it could be. It sounds, I mean, it's a seatbelt ding, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, are you sure you have your seatbelt on? He's like, look, I have my seatbelt on. I'm not an idiot, you know? I'm like, fine. Well, I don't know, Dad. I'll have to check it when I get out there.
What did it end up being?
I fly out and he picks me up and I'm, you know, I get in and I put the seatbelt on and no ding. And I'm like, what? Are you sure you're not just imagining this? He's like, look, I've been driving this car for 5 days and every time I get in this car, the seatbelt dings. And I kept thinking of what it could be. Well, he had like 40 pounds of shit on the passenger seat.
Oh, so it was recognizing.
So the sensor thought it was a human.
It was just like
bags of, like, you know, peanuts and M&Ms and his camera and, like, his laptop bag and four sweaters. And it was just like, I'm like, Dad, did you have a lot of stuff on the passenger seat? Well, I don't know, you know. I said, was this little red number 2 seatbelt light on? Yeah, it's weird. Like, okay, well, at least we figured that
problem
out.
Problem solved.
Yeah. The other thing is, he picks me up from the airport. I get in the car. I put the visor down, and this green tag falls out of the visor, and it says TOW on it, TOW.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, did you have my car towed for some reason? It's like, no, I almost did. Apparently, at Laguna Seca, you can't drive your car up to the corkscrew and just park anywhere you want. I mean, we went there. There's signs all over. Don't park here. And there's like, so Laguna Seca is like essentially in the desert as well. But there's like one tree in the entire track. And my dad thought, I'm going to park my car. Nobody else figured this out, but I'm going to park this car
under the
one tree. Yeah. So it's shade.
So it sits in the shade. Yeah.
And there's, you know, I don't know. 500 or, you know, 60,000 people there, Dad. You don't think anybody else would have thought about parking under the one tree at the track? So he said, yeah, I came back to your car and there's a big tow sticker on it. So, yeah. So my dad almost got the car towed and couldn't figure out the dinging seatbelt. So that was the drive out.
So that would have been the second time you would have had your car towed with your dad.
Yeah, well, the first time
was
my dad's car, but yeah, when we went to, yeah, on both coasts,
trip.
We had some towing issues on both coasts. Yeah, and when we were in New York, we parked in a no standing zone and thought to ourselves, well, we're not standing here, we're going to park and walk away.
So if you want more details on that trip and on Andrew's flight out, that there is, you can get those on our episode about road trips. I think it was our second or third episode that we did. Yep. Go back and listen to it right now. We'll wait.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Super great. So anyway, on my second trip to California, the racing was great. Laguna Seca is a great track. We spent time in San Francisco. We didn't really do touristy stuff. We went to the City Lights bookstore, which is a famous bookstore that I always wanted to go to. We hung out at some different like bars and restaurants that different writers I knew hung out at. We went across the bay to Cannery Row and saw a bunch of the Steinbeck stuff.
Sure.
So that was pretty cool. But we spent most of the days at the track. So that's a good trip. And like you said, like we were down by Candlestick Park one time and, you know, at night it's cold. Like not cold like Wisconsin cold, but like
40s.
Once you've been in California for a couple days,
yeah.
It gets chilly at night. Yeah, for sure.
This last trip I was on, there's definitely no chilliness to be had at all.
It was hot?
It was hot. It was like pushing 90 almost every day.
Ooh.
And which
Well, you were south. You were farther south too.
Yeah,
right?
We were south of LA a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Which sounds bad, but because it's dry, it's sure. not super humid. It's not uncomfortable completely. Sure. But there was one day where I went to the beach where Natalie was spending time. She's got some high school friends from last year that are freshmen at the school she checked out.
Yeah.
Okay. So she was hanging out with them for a couple of days or during the time when she wasn't doing the official
tour in the school,
college visit school stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
So this was Saturday. She wouldn't, I dropped her off to be with her friends and I'm like, I'm just going to tool around down by the beach and check it out. So I drove down to, I think it was Newport City Beach.
Okay.
Which is again, south, a little bit south of, we were about an hour ish, hour and a half south of LA proper. So I drove down to the beach and found parking right away. I'm like, okay, I'll park right here because I'm not going to be here for that long. Paid for 2 hours of parking. Got out there, walked out on the sand, and realized, okay, I'm this pasty white guy from Wisconsin. I don't have any sunscreen. I don't have
a
hat.
No,
I don't have an umbrella.
No.
I've got no shade. I basically took like three pictures and I'm like, I'm leaving.
Look, I'm on the beach. Back in the car.
Yeah, I'm not going to take a chance on getting more skin cancer here. So,
no.
Yeah, speaking of skin cancer, if you haven't listened to our doctor's visits episode.
Oh, man, there's a million of them.
Go back and listen to that right now. We'll wait. Thanks. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
So then what I decided to do, instead of hanging out at the beach, like I said, I was there for literally 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then I'm like, I gotta get out of the sun. So I got back in the car, which now let's stop for a minute before I continue my story. Let's talk about the car for a minute. So when I reserved the car or rented the car,
yeah,
I reserved a full size car. That's what I wanted.
Yes. Right.
So I get there.
You're a full size man.
I am a plus size man, yes. So I get there and they give me a Ford Fusion. Is a Ford Fusion?
That's not a full size car.
I was gonna say that's gotta be a mid size car at the very maximum.
I mean it's a car, it's a whole car. If that's
right.
If they mean
like
full size car, like it's not half of a car,
right.
Then yes, it's a full car.
No, this was definitely not what I would consider to be a full size car because I had to like peel myself in and out
shoehorn
of that car.
Yourself in there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. It was a problem. But anyway,
you didn't ask to get like an SUV or a van.
No, that's going forward. That's probably what I'm going to do.
Yeah,
so I don't
we
run
always
into
ask
that problem.
Just for a minivan. Just ask for a minivan. Yep.
Yeah.
It's really hard to screw up a minivan.
Yeah. Like, well, they offered to upgrade me to an SUV, but I'm like, no, I don't want to pay the additional cost to upgrade to an SUV. So I probably should have in retrospect.
Well, you're going to have to from now on.
So, sure. But anyway, back to my story here. I leave the beach and I'm like, okay, well, what am I going to do here? I got some time to kill. Originally, I was going to drive north that day in the morning and meet up with our friend Kelly from Titan Media Collective and meet her for lunch. But it ended up being a spot where it would have been like an 8.5 hour drive round
trip.
You go
like 5.5 miles?
Well, no, it was like 200 and some miles, like way further north.
Oh, geez.
Like almost... almost to San Jose north. And after thinking about it, I hadn't gotten very good sleep either Thursday or Friday night because I'm in a new spot. And,
right.
And in addition to that, my back was killing me. And I was like, there's no way physically I'm going to last 8 hours in this car today. So I decided to not do that, but I had some time to kill and I was just going to, you know, from the beach, I'm like, okay, well, I'll drive the scenic route back to the hotel and take a little bit of the PCH. So
yeah, cool.
I think, and I'm going to go. This
we
is
did
my,
that too when we were out there, but
my opinion only. I think the PCH is the closest thing today to Route 66 that we have in the country right now. I don't think
I could see that.
I don't think you can. I don't think they're you can say they're exactly the same because one was a, kind of transcontinental type of a road.
Sure, and one follows the coast, right?
Yeah, one's, yeah, down the full coast. But I think for what we have currently, and from at least the stretch that I drove, and to be fair, it was only, you know, about 20 miles or so, maybe.
Sure.
But it went through.
But like, it's sort of unadulterated, right? It's not a super slab, you know, with.
Right. Yeah, it's through small towns. You're going through towns, right. And
yeah.
you're seeing the beach out, the beach and the ocean, right. Out to your. I was still going south, so it was out to my right.
Out to your right, right.
Yeah, and just amazing views and, you know, really cool small towns that you drive through, and drove by Laguna Beach and, you know, some amazing houses up on the hills and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that might be my next bucket list after we drive Route 66.
Drive the whole highway?
Do the PCH from
we're gonna have to rent a minivan
north to south, yeah.
I'm not doing it in a Ford Fusion with you or whatever the hell.
Yeah, no, me either, for sure.
So let me just get my, because I have no idea what day it is today, let alone what day you were out there. But were you out there for the Super Bowl?
We came back the day of the Super Bowl. So we flew back.
Okay, so you left the day before the Super Bowl.
No. We flew out there Thursday, so the Thursday before the Super Bowl.
Okay.
We flew back. We literally were flying. We were in the air. Actually, no, we had landed before the Super Bowl, so we flew out of Chicago midway.
Oh, you flew out on Sunday. You flew out on Sunday.
We flew back here. We flew back to Wisconsin, or back to Illinois on Sunday.
And then
drove home, and we got home from, not O'Hare, Midway. We got home from Midway at just about halftime. Halftime was over, and they were into the third quarter by the time we got home.
So did you, was there a bunch of, because you were close. I mean, you were there. Was there a bunch of Super Bowl stuff going on?
Not
did you
in
see
the,
like bars at, or I don't know if you guys went into bars or not, but like a lot of Super Bowl.
Not in the area that
buzz.
Not where we were.
Okay.
There were some definitely south. In the airports. There were people flying out when we were flying out. There, were, you know, people in Ram shirts and Bengal shirts and stuff. But there wasn't. We were too far out of the city itself.
Okay.
And
gotcha.
I thought about going in and checking things out, but I couldn't walk very well. My back was killing me, and I developed a blister walking around campus on Friday. So then Saturday, I just kind of wanted to take it easy.
You know, LA traffic is insane when it's not the Super Bowl.
Right,
so I can't even imagine.
And that's what I thought, how nuts it would be. In fact, our dumb friend Josh asked me if I had driven in to check anything out, and I'm like, nah. He said he would have driven around and looked at least at the stuff they were setting up for it. But I'm like, eh,
I'm sure he would have.
I don't. It wasn't a big draw for me. So
yeah. Well, right. I mean, I didn't have any horse in the show either. So
the one place I did go though was our friend Zach Petrini.
Yes, Zach Petrini.
Yeah.
His brother, right?
Yeah.
Brother
so if you don't
cousin
know
or
if you don't know who Zach Petrini is. Zach was one of the musicians that we had on our show for the Beardfest episode where Beardstock episode that we had a couple last summer.
Yep.
So if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to that one right now. We'll wait.
It's our musical friends episode.
Welcome back. Yeah. Yeah. So yep. Zach is an amazing singer-songwriter and good friend of our show. Was on the show. He's got a new album out that if you haven't checked that out, go buy it right now online. Go to his website, Zach Petrini.
Yep. Zach Petrini, PIETRINI.com.
Yep.
Zach, ZACH, Petrini.com.
So Zach's brother and cousin, I think it's his cousin and his cousin's mom, his aunt, that own the restaurant, and his brother works there.
Oh,
I think is how it works. So they own a piece
of
place.
Zach, if we're wrong, let us know.
And this is kind of funny. So when Zach was on the first time, I couldn't get the pronunciation of his name right.
Yeah,
so I was
right?
giving him
yeah.
crap, and he said to call me Zach Pepperoni, and I think I said I started calling him Zach Pizza, not realizing that
in California,
his family has a pizza place. So
they do.
So I walked in there, and I see a guy that looks exactly like Zach. And Zach had told me the names of his relatives, and his brother's name is Chris, and his cousin's name is Landon. I didn't get to meet his aunt, but I walked in there. I see a guy that could be Zach's twin. And I said, oh, you've got to be Chris. Hey, how's it going? I'm Nate. And he's like, no, I'm not Chris. I'm Landon. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Zach,
you look exactly like Zach. And at that point, so initially he's looking at me like, you know, I'm this nut guy,
crazy
nut job off the
dude.
Street
right.
until I mentioned Zach. And I'm like, oh, you're one of Zach's friends? I'm like, yeah. And I explained who I was. And, you know, that,
awesome.
That was Saturday evening. Went there and kind of shot the breeze with them. Chris is his brother, who looks nothing like him, by the way.
Right. That's what you said. I don't think I've met either of them.
And
I don't
Landon,
know.
I'll post a picture when we promo this episode. But Landon, his cousin, who looks exactly like him, they hooked me up with a great pizza and meatball marinara appetizer.
Nice.
And I had a cannoli for dinner. I think I sent you the picture of the cannoli.
You did. I was very jealous. And you sent me a picture of their pizza oven with Petrini on it.
Yeah. Yep.
It says Petrini on the pizza oven. Pretty sweet, man.
And I was talking with them, and I asked Landon, I said, dude, we had the wrong Petrini on our show. We're fat guys.
Yeah.
We like food.
Right?
Yeah. So I asked him if he would do a show with us at some point, since we're figured out how to do this remote recording thing. And he's like totally down with it. So I got his phone number, and we're going to figure it out sometime, maybe this summer or fall. And,
I don't know, man. I'm telling you, when we might have to road trip out there just for that place.
It may be our new headquarters, our new West Coast corporate office.
West Coast. Yeah.
That was probably my favorite part of the trip, other than
that's awesome.
Other than seeing Natalie fall in love with the school. So
yeah. Well, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's really cool that she found a place she likes.
And it's not 100% yet. She's still got to work out some things around her major and minor. She's going to try and figure some things out. But she really enjoyed the school. She enjoyed the atmosphere.
Nice.
And I think it's going to be a good fit for her.
Yeah, it was. I saw the same thing with Emma when she visited a couple of different schools, and Concordia Chicago was kind of like, you know, she's like, that's where I need to go. You know,
well lights
knew.
Come on. It's like, it's pretty obvious. Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great. Well, what's, California love, huh?
What's funny is we get out there, and one of the we ended up talking to the campus pastor, and he actually knows my college roommate. So the joke around our house has been Natalie can't go anywhere.
I know. I saw her. She put a Facebook post up. She said, we've been in California 5 minutes and my dad already knows somebody.
And the other thing is, one of the chairs of the music program there was high school buddies with Josh.
Oh, really?
Summer, who is Josh's Natalie's godparent. Josh and
godparent,
Sarah are Natalie's godparents. So. Yeah, so she'll be if she ends up out there, which it's looking like it's probably going to be the case.
You got plenty of quote unquote uncles to watch over.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So one of the things that shocked me, based on where we were in a pretty, I don't know if I would call it ritzy, but it's more of a higher,
a little more affluent
area. Yeah.
Yeah.
You hear? I don't know if you've heard about. We don't talk politics on our show, and I'm not going to start now, but there are some policies.
You're definitely not going to start now.
There are some policies in California that they have decided to land on tied to how they police retail theft. And
really?
basically what they
retail theft, like stealing stuff from
shoplifting,
Target,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so what they have decided that unless.
Did we ever tell our shoplifting stories in the past episode? People can go back and listen
to. No, but we should. I don't know if
do you have any shoplifting stories?
I don't think I do. I didn't.
I don't either? Yeah.
So, but anyway.
We have to save those shoplifting stories for another missing episode, maybe.
Yes. So, their policy in California is they don't involve the police unless the retail value is over $900. So you literally have people know this and know they're not going to be challenged. They literally just walk into the store, grab something, and walk back out.
Less than $900 and walk out.
So apparently,
can't the stores intervene?
Well,
or they just don't.
They
care?
Won't. They most of the big stores have insurance that covers the loss.
Sure.
And they don't want people getting hurt and have somebody sue.
So they
them
just say let them walk
hurt.
Out.
So yeah, their policies are typically just let them go. Well, apparently that wasn't the case for the store that I saw.
Oh yeah. It's a Did a security guard get a little too big for his britches?
No. So Natalie and I were going for lunch. This was on Thursday when we got there. We were going for lunch at a local place. And so we pull up, and as we're pulling into the lot, I see this guy carrying a box of shoes running across a parking lot away from a guy that's wearing what looks to be a shoe store uniform.
Yeah, yeah.
Chasing him.
Like a referee type of thing?
I don't know if it was... Not a referee.
You know what I'm saying, though, like a footlocker?
Yeah, he had a name tag on and everything.
Yeah, clearly he worked at the shoe store. Yes.
And he's chasing this guy, and then this guy, somebody pulls up in a Mustang, and then you know, the guy's running away, and the guy that's chasing him gets in the Mustang to follow him. Oh. I don't know. Apparently the guy took a pretty valuable pair of shoes or something, but just an interesting.
That's exciting. That's exciting. Thursday afternoon.
Yeah. Two more observations on the airplane. On the airplane.
Oh, yeah. I know which one you're going to talk about. This is a good one. This relates to our very first episode.
Yes.
If you haven't listened to our very first episode, Fat Guy Problems, go back.
Listen to that right now. The one that's launched a franchise.
That's right. Welcome back.
So I decided to buy my own airplane seatbelt extension.
Yes. And best purchase you ever made?
My goal is to never need it again, but for this trip, I used it, and it was great. It was worth the buy.
Yeah.
Not that I'm super embarrassed by asking for one, but I just didn't want to deal with the hassle.
It's just easier if you have one.
Right. So I got one, and the whole time I'm thinking, I'm praying that we fly Southwest, so if those of you who haven't flown Southwest, it's essentially catacall. You don't pick your seat.
Yeah,
you don't reserve seats.
You just get on the plane and sit wherever you can.
So we were in the first group to load both times. I pay extra to get on the plane sooner because I like to get a decent seat. It wasn't a full trip there, and we had the middle seat open. So Natalie sat by the window. I sat in the aisle.
Yep.
Middle seat was open on the way out there. On the way back, we load up, and the pilot's like, this is going to be a pretty full flight. There's only maybe 10 or 12 open seats that are going to be available. And as I'm getting on the plane, I'm thinking to myself, yep, and the one between my daughter and I is going to be one of those.
Yeah, so in reality, there's only 11 seats open.
So we get in there, and we sit in our seats, and we get the full row again, and the middle seat's open, and I'm making myself as big as possible, spilling over into that middle seat as much as possible.
No one in their right mind is going to want to wedge in that seat, right? Yeah. 100%.
Yep.
And were you successful?
It was successful. Everybody... Perfect. They weren't even looking twice at that. They were
scanned somewhere else.
Yep. And I was about
that
ready.
That seat is essentially taken.
And the other thing that told me that I was in California while we were out there, in the airport, the advertisements in the airport are way different in the Midwest versus the one in California that I saw.
Okay.
So in the Midwest, you're going to have your lawyers, you're going to have, the different food places and maybe, a local business or two. In California, at the one gate that we were sitting at for waiting to fly back to the Midwest, there were two plastic surgeon.
Not
just a small ad, but literally the whole wall dedicated to these plastic surgery places. I'm like, yep, we're in California.
I had to have a talk
with Natalie. I said, if you decide at some point where you
feel... She goes back with a different nose.
Yeah, you need to modify your body like that. I'm going to pull you out of
Don't come back.
So, yeah. But...
It sounds like a successful trip.
It was.
She found a college she loves. You found a pizza place you love. We expanded our Petrini engagements.
Yeah, I gave them all stickers too, by the way. I gave them a bunch behind by the pizza oven, and then I also gave my waitress a couple as well.
Perfect. Well,
so let me ask you this. One of the things I was going to do in the airport, which my daughter vehemently told me, no, I shouldn't be doing that because it was creepy, was I was going to take our art from our last episode that we did, the Valentine's Day one, and I was going to try to airdrop it to people that have open airdrops on their iPhones.
Heck yeah.
I thought that was a great marketing idea.
Yeah. Isn't they don't know it's coming from you, do they?
Well, they probably would once they saw the beard logo, but yeah, they
don't
know.
Well, I suppose.
But yeah, my daughter called that creepy and that I shouldn't do that, and then she pulled in my youngest and my wife, who both said, no, probably not a good idea.
Well, it could be why they don't have a podcast.
That's probably true, yeah, yeah.
I think so would I do that in the airport? Well, first of all, I don't know how to. Second of all, I don't have an iPhone, so I don't think I can. I can barely figure out how to use my phone as it is. So,
well, you're not real bright, so.
No, I'm not very smart. I give you complete freedom to do whatever you want to promote our show. If you embarrass yourself or it's creepy, I don't care.
Right. Maybe we make this a poll. Listeners, how do you feel about that? Creepy or not creepy? Let us know. Reach out.
Now, if you were like, if you had like the NFC thing where you had to go like tap people's phones in order to get it to them,
creepy.
That would be a little different.
I don't think I wouldn't be bold enough to do that myself. No. But I thought that the airdrop was a great idea to market.
So you were just going to drop like the picture?
Yeah. The picture that shows our show, that this is a Valentine's Day gift idea or whatever. Yeah. With our logo.
So I guess the other question would be, how would you feel if that just showed up on your phone?
I'd be intrigued.
I would too.
I'd probably check it out.
And then I'd look around for somebody to punch. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah, of course. I would try to figure out who did it for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, before we wrap up here, we're going to give a shout out to another one of our Titan Media Collective partners, sister shows.
Yeah.
And this is Pop Poor Review.
Pop Poor Review.
Yeah, they don't have a promo clip yet, but they do a podcast. They do movie reviews. So
yes.
They also post, I think it's every Monday. And every month they pick a different cocktail to enjoy while they're reviewing the movie.
Reviewing the movie.
So they, I think, cover what's in the cocktail. And then they usually try to theme it along with the movies that they're going to do for that month. So it's a pretty, pretty cool show. They've given us some shout outs from time to time. So I want to make sure
We should do a collaborative episode and we could drink PBR and watch
Stripes.
Yeah. That would be fantastic. A case of PBR each, and we'll watch Stripes. And we'll see who falls over first. It'll be great. I'm in.
Awesome.
Once you set that up.
I'll reach out. We'll set it up. So. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to our show. We really appreciate it. We really appreciate it if you share the show. And it seems like people are doing that because...
Yep.
Our listeners seem to be growing here, so thank you for everybody who shares our show. We definitely appreciate that. Best place to send somebody to is our website, twobeardsplease.com.
Yep, we're on social media, at twobeardsplease, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.
Tickety-tock. And we have a phone number.
We appreciate your patience as well. We know that the episodes haven't been coming out on the 15th lately. Life can get in the way a little bit, but we're
college visits and COVID.
That's another episode maybe. We're obviously committed to continue doing this, right?
Yep. And twice a month for sure.
So thanks for your patience and understanding with that. What is the phone number, Nate, so people like Josh can call and complain?
Our phone number is 262-345-7076.
Let me get the crayon out of my nose. Write it down.
262-345-7076. Call now. Leave us a message.
If your name is Josh, please...
Or you can text us, too. Text us.
Yeah, Josh can only text us from now on, I think.
Well, he can still call. His calls are so.
I mean, we can always choose just not to listen to it.
That's true. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Be good to each other. Be kind. Be nice.
Don't be a dick.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
That was a Titancast episode.